We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2987. 13 shows away from 3,000. Along with Steve the Throw Hill. The Ted Smith. Woo! Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
Thank you. Hired the Men's Room. On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking in York.
All right, here we go. We head to Nebraska, where citizens can sleep easier now that the serial urinator has been caught. Another doorbell licker in Florida caught on camera as the button gets licked a lot. Licked a button. New Hampshire dad of the year has six-year-old daughter stealing for him at the mall. A dog rips apart neighbor's Amazon package and inside a six-inch sex toy and gag with a ball. And deadly zombie deer disease could possibly spread to humans. Doo! That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. On two separate occasions over the last week, we have honored a man named David Osman. Dave's a Canadian guy who wanted an abandoned license plate with his last name on it, but it was rejected because Osman is spelled A-S-S-M-A-N. It looks like it says Assman, which is unfortunate. But he's not alone. That's right. Today, we revisit one of our favorite topics, stupid names. You might remember a few months ago, Southwest Airlines took heat from an angry mom when they made fun of her daughter's name. She named her daughter A-B-C-D-E. What does she expect? And earlier this week, our very own Mike Hawk, he brought us a story about a guy in Alabama. He's arrested for narcotics. His name is Blueberry Hill. His first name is Blue, middle name Barry, last name Hill. We also have a list of 200 unfortunate names that we'll share with you a little bit. So come for the teachers, Mr. Perv and Mrs. Rape. Stay for the doctors, BJ Hardick and Dr. Shit Fun Chu.
Oh,
don't worry, the list gets even better from there. So today, it's another Men's Room Unforgettable Name Show. This is what we want to know. Person, place, or thing. What is the name you will always remember?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hola, fellas. And away we go. Welcome to show number 2987. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Somewhere down the line here, we're going to have to take a day off. Maybe we'll go to Vegas. Maybe we'll go to a beach far away and see some sunshine. But either way, we guarantee this show will be so good today that you will hear it again. By the way, we're only 13 shows away from show number 3000. And we are pretty excited about that. Is well, big show, bad jokes on the way, as Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge, will be in to kick off the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Steve and I were up way too late last night.
Oh, man.
Coming up with tongue twisters and rhymes and riddles for Ted. Ted versus the FCC is coming up. And, of course, another round of Profile This
and
as well.
And let me just say, wait until you hear what Miles came up with. Again, dude, you've been
amazing.
Fire.
Thank you so much.
Best right.
Last night was amazing. It was just like, you know what, I was on a creative streak. I could tell, man.
It was weird.
It was the meth. All right, so we're going to touch on something today that, as you said earlier, Steve, this is one of our favorite subjects, one of our favorite things to talk about.
Because it never ends.
And we at least to get one time a year, maybe, or so, to be able to break this bad boy out, because there's a string of names that that happened in the news. And just the other day, this is how it started for me anyway, and I just kind of thought it was funny. And I was checking out ProFootballTalk.com. Don't ask me why.
Because it's what we do.
Season is basically over. No one cares.
Check
at
out
this
the
point.
AAF, man.
You know, and it's like
the Alliance of America. I'm telling, just do it.
You know, and I got
just
to the point where, like, this is how pissed off I am about this whole deal. I am such a fan of football, and I do enjoy NFL football, that I find myself reading articles about teams that I don't care about and the assistant coaches that they are then hiring. And I'm thinking to myself, when did an assistant coach at a third-tier team that no one gives a crap about, like, we brought in a secondary assistant. Well, okay, great.
Because you just got out of jail after 40 years, and you didn't care what woman you met first.
Okay.
That's why.
But
I click
on the article.
Because people like you are reading it.
I know. And this is why.
That's why you should watch football this weekend, Miles.
Here's the headline. Would you click on this? The Cooter has landed.
I would click on that.
Oh, Jim Bob Cooter?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know Jim Bob Cooter. I've never heard the name before.
He's been in the NFL coaching.
I know that. Apparently he is, because he's got Jets announced that he's part of the new staff there with a guy with the crazy eyes. So crazy eyes guy, remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
He hired Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter.
You guys never heard that name before?
Well, no, I mean, I feel like I'd remember.
If you did, it's maybe like making up like, I'm Jim Bob Cooter. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have believed it. I'd have thought you were joking. If someone even said, hey, man, my name is Jim Bob Cooter.
I mean, I only know his name from being a coach, and it's just Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. What about Booger? What's Booger's last name?
McFarlane.
Booger McFarlane and Jim Bob Cooter. I mean, those are two names right there.
Except his real name is Jim Bob.
Jim Bob, right.
Yes, but it's also
Booger's
Cooter.
Real name is Booger.
Well, I'm talking more about Cooter. I mean, Jim Bob is Jim Bob, but when you throw on Cooter at the end, man.
But what else are you going to name your kid if your last name's Cooter? You can't name him Maximus. It's going to be something like Jim Bob, Billy Jack, right? If your last name is Cooter, you just go all in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scooter Cooter, maybe. I don't know. Jim Bob Cooter, hired by the Jets. Yeah. Okay. So then we have the story that came our way out of Canada. And a Canadian man whose real name is
Osman.
I just want to say ass man.
Because that's how it's spelled.
He was deemed unacceptable for his personalized license plate. He's taking it a step further. Since he did not get his personalized license plate, yes, like the Seinfeld episode that said ass man on it, he decided to get the back of his truck with a giant design of the plate that he wasn't allowed to get. So the sticker or whatever.
Decal
on the back of the truck looks like the Saskatchewan license plate.
Mm-hmm.
It says Saskatchewan at the top. It's the same color lettering, all that stuff. But it says Ass Man. And it's pretty large as well.
It says Osman Miles. And one thing to keep in mind, if they just given him the license plate, it's 12 by 6, it says Ass Man. Now it's about 5 by 2.5, says Ass Man!
Yeah, he said the denial did upset him, but I'm not one of those guys to take offense to it. Saskatchewan Government Insurance is the review board which manages vehicle registration. They approve or deny personalized requests. The Ass Man said he filed an appeal, but they wouldn't take it. So Ass Man then posted a photo Tuesday of the giant decal which bears his last name and spans the entire truck tailgate. The decal is styled after the typical Saskatchewan license plate. I could have gotten a plate for the front, but I really wanted a vanity plate on the back of my truck. Thank you. It's been eternally etched. The post has been shared nearly 5,000 times and received 1,200 comments.
Amid the attention the Post received, I'm sure it's well more than that by this point.
Oh, I'm sure.
This was way early on in the game.
By the way, Miles, real quick, a comment came in regarding Jim Bob Cooter. One person points out he was a coach for the Lions, but after that, says, my dog's name is Jim Bob Cooter. I'm not even kidding.
But you did it as a joke.
I would assume.
Probably. I mean, come on. Jim Bob Cooter?
I know.
It's the guy's name. I'll give you one more here. As Mike brought us this story the other day in headlines, an Alabama man with a unique name is locked up on felony narcotics possession charges following his arrest earlier this month. Blue Berry Hill, 19, was busted on February 3rd following a traffic stop in a city about 80 miles from, God almighty, from the middle of nowhere, from Cullman. According to an arrest warrant, Hill was in possession of meth and drug equipment when he was nabbed by a sheriff's office deputy. Hill was booked into the county. It says, seen above, and there's a picture of Fats Domino.
I know.
Was booked into the county jail on felony
Fats out of this.
Narcotics possession. He is being held in lieu on a $1,300 bond. And then they add a tag. The song Blueberry Hill, made infamous by Fats Domino, has been recorded by Led Zeppelin, Celine Dion, Vladimir Putin, and Bing Crosby.
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah. Who knew?
Wait, Vladimir Putin did a cover of Blue... Mike, is there any way we can find the audio
I found the thrill on the Blueberry Hill.
Mm-hmm. She was a gymnast, Blueberry Hill.
I saw he was skiing the other day.
Who, shirtless?
Putin.
Shirtless?
Nah, he had a shirt on.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Well, when you're only going shirtless. Skiing, you got to wear a cool ski outfit.
Did he look cool?
I guess as cool as the Russian president could look.
Okay.
I don't know... It's obvious for his age and stuff that he is in good shape.
Sure.
But it just, the pictures are just, like, they're obviously staged. It's just him, like.
Oh, always.
Just, you know, just, like, perfect form. Just, like, that's not how people ski.
All things I do are perfect.
I found my thrill on snow-covered hill. Person, place, or thing, what is the name you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Shep. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, man, I was deployed to Iraq back in, like, 2006. A lot of times, like, the routes, the street names are named after cars most of the time, or maybe a country, whatever the case is. So we get into this area in, like, southwestern Baghdad, and one of the routes was called Yamama.
Yo mama?
Was it a road or a highway or what?
It was like the main street that went to this little hobble of a neighborhood that we were in. And, you know, at first we were like, okay, who seriously named this road Yamama? And they're like, no, that's the actual name of the road. It was spelled Y-E-M-A-M-A. We never got any kind of translation for it, but yeah.
You don't need one.
Jokes about we're driving down Yamama. So.
It's too bad it doesn't snow there. But like, hey, man, I got to go plow your mama.
I was going to say, for radio fun, that had to be great times with communication. Give me your card.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're on your mama. We're riding your mama. All kinds of stuff. So.
We got 25 men on your mama.
A lot of sand on your mama.
Yeah. There's a train on your mama.
Your mama is sandy.
We got to run a convoy on your mama.
You got 120 men on your mama right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your patrol.
Your mama can take it. Miles, someone brought this up. We weren't sure. They asked about, as far as dumb names, football player that just got signed to the Toronto Argonauts.
Oh, I know. We forgot about him. Poop, whatever his name is.
Poop Johnson.
Poop Johnson. Poop Johnson. That's right. Okay. We totally forgot about Poop Johnson earlier in the office.
And the thing, yes, it's a nickname. The problem is the way they do the story. Like, if you
Poop Johnson.
Right. They just say Poop Johnson. Apparently, he poops five times a day. That's how he got the nickname.
Well, so is that unusual?
Five times a day?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's unusual, man.
I mean, this is awkward because you poop a lot. Sometimes I worry. You poop so much.
Well, I take a bit of muscle.
What do you think? Right.
Yeah. I know, but like we have that rule about the three poops or not, but you do that three times a week.
Yeah. I take a lot of fiber.
But you take fiber. It doesn't count, right? He's exacerbating the situation, man.
I mean, normally I wouldn't poop that much.
Normal people don't poop as much as Miles.
Right. I love it. Feels great.
Obviously.
I like Poop Johnson. Then,
do
man.
You need...
Me and Poop Johnson have something in common.
Do you need to take the Metamucil, or do you just do it now because that's what you
do? I used
do?
To do it because before I had the hemorrhoid surgery.
But you have a new butthole.
I do have I do have a new one, but you know what I mean? Like, you know how your car gets used to Pennzoil?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm still... Okay. You know, all it's right. Like, I still like Pennzoil, like Arnold Palmer.
I follow you, man. Yeah. I'm just checking. It just seems weird to, like, want to poop so much.
Just want the
but
same
you don't
oil
need
car.
It, right?
I don't know if I need it or not, but I got so used to it, and I became so regular with it that it's kind of hard to stop. Because I know as soon as I get up, man, money.
He's addicted to Metamucil. I can't stop, man.
I know.
My body likes it the way it likes it.
It's my jam.
Hello, Renee. Welcome to the men's room.
Sexy.
Hey.
Hola.
So in high school, there was this kid, and his name was spelled P-H-U-C, and his last name was V-U, but the P-H was an F sound.
Oh, yeah. And the last name was Voo?
Voo, like Victor, Voo.
Voo, okay.
So let me guess.
It together.
Oh, yeah, we got you. Oh, we follow you.
So I'm sure he just heard it all the time. I mean, how could he?
He went by Voo.
It doesn't matter. If I know your first name's Fook, guess what?
He went by Voo.
Yes, he said, just call me Voo.
Okay, all right. Well, that's fair enough. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be... I wouldn't
go by Fook. So there was the... what are the islands? Like, is it the Phuket Islands or whatever?
Yes.
Right? Because it's P-H-U, same thing. Mm-hmm. But I always wonder, like, all right, do we just say that in the States and maybe Canada so the kids don't go crazy? Like, if I went to Thailand, would I say, no, man, it's not foo, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. If you buy the broth, it's pho.
It is pho. Right? I was going to ask, why isn't it pho?
Pho. And then all of a sudden, if there's a C or a K, they're like, oh, no, it's a foo.
Yeah, it's probably... I mean, we do that all the time.
Right. I'm like, man, can we just say the names of the islands? Like, you gotta let them get away with it.
We say that sounds like curse words.
Absolutely.
In other
without question.
I'm sure.
Something close. Person, place, or thing. What is the name that you will always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Because remember, we did that with the Olympics years ago. They were in Italy, and they changed, basically for the American audience, they didn't think they could fathom the Italian name, so they changed it.
Did they change it because it sounded like it's something dirty to us, or?
No, just because they didn't think Americans could pronounce it. So they were just
Turin?
Yeah, right.
There was a lot of Italians when they immigrated here anyway. They dropped the vowel so their names would not sound Italian.
Yeah.
It happened in my family.
But, I mean, so what, from Oliveri to Oliver?
Oliverio to Oliver, yeah.
Okay, now, that's one thing, but if you're like, yeah, instead of mozzarella, it's mozzarella. Like, you're not fooling anybody.
Instead of pepperoni, it's pepper.
Pepper, right. Like, we get
it. Like, if you ever saw that movie, The Untouchables?
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a famous scene where Sean Connery's interviewing the one cop. He's like, what's your name? And the guy, he's like, Joe Smith or something. He's like, nah, what was your name before you changed it? He's like, Giuseppe, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I
knew it.
Hello. Hello.
Get out of here.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hola.
Hola. So me and my buddy back in high school, where everything is just hilarious, we're up there in Squim going to the Olympic Game Farm. You guys been there?
No.
Oh, awesome place in first place. You got buffaloes that stick their tongue halfway through your car.
Oh,
get
cool.
The bread out of your
sold.
Hand.
Hey, I'm baby. Going pantsless.
Yeah, we're going to take a drive. I got something to show you.
Right? So we're cruising right around the area, and we see a street nut named. And the street is named Kitchen D Road. And we just thought it was the funniest damn thing we've ever seen. It's Kitchen D. Of course, the D is spelled out a little more.
Right, yeah.
Usually I can try to piece together what they might be trying imply, but with that one, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm not following on Kitchen D. Right?
Someone just said, I own this land.
Something must have happened right near that road.
Someone got mad. Someone's like, wife was cheating on him and he busted her in the kitchen.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's Kitchen D Road. Hey, what other animals do they have up there? Is this one of those places you drive around?
It is. You get in your car, your own car at your own risk.
Right.
And you drive around. It's Olympic Game Farm.
And what else is out there besides French kissing buffalo?
They have bears that are behind a cage, but they'll sit down and they'll wave at you. And you can throw them bread and they'll catch it right in their hand, but they're too fat to get up off their butts.
Ah, nature.
And they've got
the bear in the cage, huh?
Zebras, they died.
They got what?
Zebras, but I think they died. Some llamas. But the bison, the buffalo, are the big attraction. You just essentially sign a waiver to go through that section because they will surround and ram your car.
Wait, that sounds great.
How often do they surround and ram people's cars?
Hello?
I mean, if they haven't signed a waiver, what, 20% of the time?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, I always think of that dump, da-dump, dump, 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 dump.
We always took an old car because it would get scratched up.
Well, what I'm thinking is next time someone visits from out of town, have them rent a car. Be like, yeah, hey, let's go up, because I'm not taking my vehicle.
No.
Right? And then if they rent a car, one, it's their problem. And yes, I'm going to play it like
that.
Do
you have an extra car that, you know, you don't get mind if it gets ran by a bison a few times? We go drive to Squim.
It just seems...
Yeah, I got a bison ramming automobile that should get us there fairly easily.
Would you roll down your window?
Hell no.
See, that's the thing.
Like, you can't drive a soft-top Jeep. Motorcycles are prohibited.
Right, right. Like, you go to these places, they might ram your car. Like, do I want my window open then?
I just feel right? Like also, if my car is going to get rammed by a bison...
It might get rammed.
I better be in Yellowstone.
Yeah, right, 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 right. Yeah, right, I mean, it feels like a little more natural, not like... You know, yeah. If the bears are behind cages, then in theory I should be in a place where nothing else is really going to happen.
It's like if Mike Tyson's going to punch me, it better be in a ring and there's money involved. I don't want to just get punched by him for no reason.
No, I agree. You're right. Like, if I'm going to get attacked by a wild animal, I want it to be Yellowstone Park, not some freak accident like on a college campus.
You could have, you know, like, yeah, they actually are there in the wild. That's what I mean.
You know, that's the way to go.
It's different than when you drive into a place where they are.
If you're attacked by a shark... Because you were surfing, you go, cool story. If you tripped and fell into the tank at the aquarium, right? Like, that's stupid.
Hey, you're right. Can you imagine dying by a shark attack at the aquarium? God, that would suck.
Well, look, hey, there's been orca killings. Same exact thing. But that's different. People are jumping into...
And they're... I'm just saying...
They volunteer this for a thing that's nicknamed Killer Whale. It's not a whale, so one of those things must add up, right?
Wait, like, Ted got attacked by a shark. You'd be like, holy cow.
I guess
cow.
It's a porpoise.
Where was he? Well, he fell into the tank at the aquarium. Like, he's a dumbass.
Right, and it's how he started screaming when he cut his knee on the coral.
Right?
Person, place, or thing, what is the name that you will always remember? 844-999-OLA. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes on the way. Email the bad jokes to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. The drug of charge coming in to kick off those bad jokes right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Our question, person, place, or thing, what is the name you will always remember?
A couple of quick comments came in. One regarding the Olympic something animal farm. We said this is you got to sign a waiver. The buffalo might ram your car. Someone says, look, they don't often ram cars. I've been 3 times, never had my vehicle rammed. The bears are behind a fence, not in a cage. And the Olympic game farm exists because of film animals that are retired.
Oh,
so
all right.
They do have some exotic animals and enclosures that you cannot feed, but anyway, to me, it sounds like a joy, and I got to take the kids.
Yeah, and Connie, she writes in, and she says, I've been to the Olympic Game Farm as well a bunch of times. The buffalo there will only damage your car if you stop. By the way, Kitchen Dick Road was named after 2 firefighters. Maybe a memorial? I don't know. My dad lives off of that road. So
okay.
Thank you for the info there, Connie. By the way, as far as our story earlier about the Alabama man named Blueberry Hill. Now, that's...
Blueberry Hill.
Interesting enough, you know, he was locked up on felony narcotics possession following his arrest as he was pulled over at a traffic stop. And at the end it says he's still in jail. Hill is being held in lieu of $1,300 bond. And then the last sentence in the story, it says, the song Blueberry Hill was made famous by Fats Domino.
That is correct.
It has been recorded or performed by Led Zeppelin, which I did not know.
I had no idea.
And I'm a Zeppelin fan. Celine Dion. Bing Crosby.
Sounds about right.
Louis Armstrong.
Sure.
And, of course, Vladimir Putin.
Well, of course.
That name seemed to stand out amongst the other performers that we know.
One of these things is not like the other.
Correct. So we asked our own Mike Hawk if he could see if he could find Vladdy's version of Blueberry Hill. Is this for real? Did you really find this, or are you just messing with us?
Oh, no, I legit found this.
This is an honest-to-God recording of Vladimir Putin singing Blueberry Hill.
It was actually performed live. He is up on stage right now doing this.
And is he being serious, or is this tongue-in-cheek, as best you can tell?
It looks like he's being serious, man.
And where is this like a Russian award show? Is this, do we know? I mean, obviously. You can't tell just by looking at it. I realize that.
But it's Vladimir Putin. If he decides he's going to sing Blueberry Hill, I guess they're like a
charity fundraiser.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, that's so he's raising money.
Yeah.
This is all for a good cause.
Well, I would not say that.
I don't know where charities.
I think he might be raising money. I just don't think it's for a good cause.
Okay. Well, let's hear Vladimir Putin doing Blueberry Hill.
He does have a little bit of a backup chorus here. Though.
I found my field on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still.
Now, you can't tell Booty he sucks or he'll kill you, right?
That's
you
correct.
That was just average.
I don't know that I know what he sounds like, as I always just hear the interpreter.
Well, now you do.
Yeah. Right? He is singing in English, obviously.
He's got a strong Russian accent.
It doesn't sound bad. It just sounds like Russian people trying to sing in English.
It sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. I like the polka twist in it.
If we were in karaoke and heard that, we would all put down our beer and look toward the bar, angry, right? Like, it's not as bad as it could
be. Wait a minute, he's doing two songs?
I would say just throw there, comrade.
My thrill.
Person, place, or thing, what is a name you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA. Sound like if Dracula was trying to be serious.
A little bit.
I found my thrill on the Blueberry Hill.
Yes, so tasty.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great, sir.
Well, the name that always strikes me, there's actually two of them. It's pretty funny. To my buddy's dad, he said in college, he went to Ohio State, and his dad's roommate went to or played football. And he had himself a son, and his last name is Bell. So he named his son Ringo Bell.
Ringo?
Ringo Bell.
Ringo?
Ringo.
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 I'll ring your bell.
That's what
I mean, it's a perfect football name.
Yeah, I mean,
but here's the thing. It's a perfect football name, but it's only important if you actually play football. Because let's face it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the kids' chances of playing professional football are slim, but... Right. If you become a professional football player, that's a great name. But if you're like most people and don't, you just have a stupid name.
But you also need to play like Cam Chancellor. You know what I mean? You can't be called Ringo Bell.
Ringo Bell. I mean,
you better be bringing it.
That's the other thing. You can't be a kicker. Right?
No. Not unless you're dinging it off the goalpost.
Ringo Bell.
It could be a boxer.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be a good athlete, but that's a great name.
If you were a boxer, that would be fantastic.
Still to come, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes are on the way in our question. Person, place, or thing, what is the name that you will always remember? 844-999. Hold on, more of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Hola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.